With all the plans delay we had today, it's very good because now the sun is gone and we can come to the talk about lights. And yeah, before I give the word to him, let me thank Marco Dinkel for his donation to support the event. Thank you, Marco. Okay. For the people who will not be there soon, I hope you will come tomorrow. Even, let me say this once again, even though I wrote it, even if you think, oh, the workshop with the composition challenge, I don't think I'm the right man for this or the right woman. No, this, I don't really make music. It doesn't matter. Then you will make music then. Or at least you can put it into a sound editor and just put effects on it until it sounds good. It's an hour spent to learn the programs or to learn just to explore. And I think it's worth a while. Also, you will be learning Ardour right in front of the composition challenge. So you already know one program then. Okay, now, do you want to introduce yourself?
Maybe? I will make it. Thank you.
Yeah, let's start.
Okay, hello. Everyone, I think, have ever seen something like this or something like this. Everyone has been on concert like this, right? But maybe your shows... white selected? No. Maybe your shows look more like this. Am I right? This is my my concert. Yes? Is it right? Is it true? Okay. But do you want a pleasure, your shows to be pleasure to watch? You are on the right place. I will try to show you how to make it. My talk is named Appearance Matters. And I think it will be good to introduce myself. So I'm Michal Souček. I have came here from Prague in Czech Republic. For full time, I work as a C++ programmer, but I'm also enthusiast amateur into Linux, to unconventional solutions of everything, including music. So I sometimes do music, I sometimes do lights. Now I do lights even for money, but not too much, only as a part-time job. And I sometimes do also work as sound engineer, also for live performances and in the studio. But I'm not good in anything I've written here, but as I said, I'm really enthusiastic for that kind of thing. I'm also not a showman, so it will be maybe a little boring and more technical than guys before me. So I hope you will enjoy this. And please excuse my pretty bad English. It's not perfect at all, but I hope it will be understood. If not, feel free to ask me. I will try to answer your question or repeat if you don't understand. I need to mention, and I am also part of AVC, which is part of Silicon Hill, which is student club, non-profit organization. We do things I've written here. So just for curiosity, the lights I bring with myself are... borrowed them in the AVC. And it's the club where I learn all these things. It's, however, based in Prague, so maybe if you are in Prague one time, you can visit us and look what we do. We have some cool things. So I think it's time for first demo. It will be a recording from one of the, not one of the, but last concert of my ex-band. It's definitely not good, but it will show what can you do with the things I will show you here. I will leave it playing for 1 minute and then will I stop because it has 1.5 hours. Nice. Good. I'm the guy with the hat. Okay, thank you. Funny, right? you are right, that wasn't the best. It was first time I tried to make a prepared light show for the concert. So it was pretty random in some times. But I think you've got the point. This is what you can make. And in the end, it's all about you and what you can make. If you are better, your light shows will be better. If you are not that good, if you are just like me, your shows will be like this. It is, I forgot what I've written here. It's about your skills, especially time you put in it. It's extremely time-consuming thing. 1 hour concert took me about 1 day, I mean 24 hours of sitting at computer and clicking. Of course, it's about your equipment. I had only 8 lights like this, nothing extraordinary. It's pretty cheap light fixtures. And of course, about your music. It's the most important thing, because when you make bad music like me, even the lights won't save you. Okay? Good. So, how to control lights? I think it will be better if I tell you something like theory before I start some practice demonstration. So I will tell you about 2 things you will need for this. The first one is DMX 512. I will call it just DMX for the next time. It's a protocol designed specifically for controlling lights, and not only lights, but also hazers, fog makers. I don't know, whatever you want. If it supports DMX, or if you are able to implement DMX into it, it's not that hard. Or if it is some really simple, if it is simple device, enough simple device to just connect it to some existing DMX driver. I have one here. It's really punk and homemade driver for lights, for LED stripes, LED stripes. I think everybody knows LED stripes, right? And this was made from box, from T-box and few wires and little electronics. I will send it to you so you can look. There is one circuit that does everything and costs about 10 euros. So really not too much. You can look into it. It's homemade and it's cheap. The DMX is just ordinary serial line running on 250 kilobaud per second. Its default connectors are XLR, which everyone I think knows from music. Microphone is connected through XLR. Everything is connected to XLR connectors. So is DMX. These things, usually these cheap things, are connected through free wire XLR, which is enough, but most professional and expensive things I have never in my hands are connected through 5-pin XLR connector. The DMX is a simple protocol. It's 512 bytes repeatedly sent onto the bus. I forgot to mention it is bus, so you just put lights on the two wires or three wires and it works by sending one big frame again and again and again. And every byte in this big frame represents one channel. So first byte in this frame is first channel, second byte is second channel, and so on and so on. A light like this usually takes up 7 channels, so it uses channel N to N plus 7. I don't know what address I set it, but maybe 1 to 7. And it works by just listening on the bus and showing what you sent it to on the right address. So when two lights have same address, it's not problem. The two lights will show the same color, same things. I forgot to mention these bytes are called universe. You can have, if you have enough hardware, you can have also enough universes, so you can, there is unlimited count of lights you can control. But it's very limited count of lights you can control in one universe. Another thing you will need for preparing show is MIDI. I think, is anyone here who doesn't know MIDI? Fine. So I will just skip it. It's not necessary. I think you will just need to know what MIDI means and what can you send. Unfortunately, you cannot control lights via MIDI directly. You need to combine these things and some software to make these works. Okay, so we know theory and we can proceed to more practical things, like what you need for controlling lights. This is Avolights Titan Mobile. It costs just 3,000 euros. You will need this for lights, right? Okay, I'm joking. it can be done way cheaper. One thing you need is DMX controller. It's I have it here. It's built in this thing. I don't know if everybody see it. I will send another one. You will need, of course, some lights, because without lights you won't be able to make light. You will need cables, of course, computer, Lightning software, I will show you. And as I said, a lot of time. I highlighted it because it's a really important thing. So the DMX converter is the one of most important things. There exist cable-like converters like I have here, and I have one here, really homemade and really cheap. It's basically FTDI, it's USB to serial line, and MAX, M-A-X, 4-8-5 chip, which make it suitable for DMX. This is a converter found for 35 euros on Toman. Or I have here this thing, it costs, you will see how much it costs, not too much. I will send it to you so you can look. Really, this thing can do the same work as the previous one. This and this can make same work, but this is not self-contained. You need to create connector and make some case for it. as I said, you need light fixtures. It's unfortunately the most expensive thing. You cannot replace it by software. If you can, I will ask you how. It will be good, really good. but it can be rented for not too much if you want really professional show.
And can you explain what are fixtures? I don't understand the word.
Okay, fixture is, I think, English word that means the actual light. Like, I will wait. Okay, this can be called fixture. It's light fixture. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm not explaining well in English, but I think you got the point, right? Thank you. Okay, next thing you will need is, of course, software. Linux. I think everyone here use it. Okay. Jack, I think it's no problem. Also, Ardour. Maybe not everyone use it, but it's also not a necessity. You can use anything which knows the MIDI. QLC Plus is the actual Lightning software. I will show you in demonstration how to make some basic things in it. And you will need this thing called A2J MIDI Daemon. Which just converts ALZA and Jack MIDI together. There are, in fact, two MIDI worlds in Linux. One is Jack, and one is ALZA, and both kinds of software uses another one. So you know Ardour, I'm right? Okay. So QLC is abbreviation for Q-Lite controller. It has a MIDI input, but it is in ALZA, and Ardour has MIDI output in Jack. It can output almost to every possible piece of hardware that can send out DMX or other things for controlling lights. It is, of course, open source. Everything I will be talking about is open source. And as other open source things, it's practically unlimited. It's unlimited, but of course you need to take care of power of your computer. The last thing is A2J MIDI Daemon. As I said before, it just connects ALZA and Jack MIDI worlds. This command I've written here is everything you need to run. Just you type this into Bash, and it will start working, and you don't need anything more. So, what can QLC Plus do? It controls lights and other things that receive DMX. So it means you can control color intensity, rotation of moving heads. I wanted to take two moving heads with me, but there was a little problem with Umweltzone, Umweltzone in Germany, so we cannot drive a car into the city. So it is a really minimal setup. And of course, whatever the light can do, you can even make the light for yourself if you are able to use Arduino. Is anyone programming Arduino here? Okay, three people. Not too much. But it's really easy to manage it. Even you don't need to be a good programmer. You will just use library and I don't know, maybe you can switch relays with DMX, whatever you want. And what it can do using MIDI, it's more limited than using QLC by hand, but still it can switch scenes. I mean, scene is something that when you have all lights set to red, it can be called scene. It can start and stop some macros. I will show you what does it mean, and it can set some parameters, so you can control the, for example, intensity right to the MIDI. You will send some MIDI message, and the light will be set like in that MIDI message. So now I don't know how time I spent. But now I will sit to the computer and show you some really basic light show. I need to prepare everything, so... Okay, failed.
I do this all the time.
Ah, it's running. I have the A2J running just after the startup. It can be set, I don't know where. Ah, here. You can start the A2J MIDI daemon to do the work just after the starting of Jack server. So now I will run Ardour. And QLC plus. I've got the music that Anfa, I'm saying it right?
Yeah.
Is it Anfa? Anfa made some music in one talk before me. Okay, there is a problem. And I will try to make a light show for his music. So let's see how good I am in this. Sorry?
And then we're going to tour the world.
Maybe.
Tomorrow, all the world.
So it's starting. It started. I will just try if it works. Good. Do you hear everything, right? There's something wrong. I don't know what. Ah. There's... Better, right? Okay. Sorry?
If you press the L key, it will loop forever.
Fine. I don't think I need it. this is the Qlight controller plus. I have prepared these four fixtures I have here because I cannot remember the addresses. It's pretty easy to insert one there. You just click right here, tell other fixture. You need to find right profile for your light because everything has different channels and things like that. So it's pretty easy. In the back of your light, there are typically DIP switches, which set address. You can even display this switch setting in the software. So really no problem with configuring this. And after this, you need to create some scenes. So I will create, as I said, a red scene. I came from Communist Czech, so the red is great. You will add all fixtures here. I did it right now, and I don't want this, so I will delete it. Sorry. I will make anything. There is a feature named Channel Groups, and it will create a channel group in meaning of every red channel will belong to this group. So you will just set this channel group to full, and every light that's in the channel group will start shining. So I will have red, green, blue, and master, which is setting of it's master for the intensity of light. You will see what does it mean. So now I can I think I must delete it and create it again. This software isn't perfect, but for free software it's pretty good. So again, a red scene. There are channel groups, so I will just use red, and I will set red to full. You see, nothing shines, because I need to create another scene, which will be full light, master, channel groups, set it to full, and it still don't work, because I need to start these two scenes together, which cannot be done in this designing mode. So I will make red scene with master image full and nothing. Okay, something wrong. And I don't know what. Hey. Definitely. But I don't know why it didn't work. It should work. It was even shining a few minutes before.
Maybe some cables disconnected?
No, no way. It's not nice to me. Okay, so we have red scene. And there's some problem? I don't know. Okay, I will delete it. And I will create blue scene. Blue, channel groups, blue. And I think I must add master. Now it should shine blue. You see, this is true blue color. I've maybe made some mistake. I think it's not a problem for you, isn't it? Okay, and now let's create green. I think it will be red. Green and master, channel group, green, and okay, it's shine yellow. Which is red and green. Okay, some mistake. Maybe I clicked the dip switch wrong when manipulating with the lights. It doesn't matter. So we have three scenes. And okay, that will be enough for beginning. Now there is something like called virtual console, where you can create buttons. So I will create three buttons. Let's call them red, green and
yellow.
You said blue? Okay. So I have three buttons and it doesn't mean nothing still because I need to connect these MIDI things. So I don't know how to do it. Yeah. For this thing you will need to connect MIDI the way I don't remember, so I'm starting to improvise now. Audio connections. You know this, I think. Do you know? Where is MIDI?
MIDI was in separate menu, I thought.
Sorry?
So in the menu there, I saw MIDI. So no, in the upper menu. Like
wait. There. You mean this? MIDI connections, yeah, right. I'm using this almost every day and I don't remember. So for connecting Ardour with QLC, you will need to find this A2J software. I don't know. Here it is. It can be seen. It is input, so I will send it to QLC. That is QLC two times. Why? I don't understand it. Who knows?
Maybe we have outputs from QLC plus too.
But these are inputs.
Yeah. The inputs are at the bottom. Oh yeah, this should
yes. I will make it like this. It will work, I hope. No, no, it's not. Yeah, yeah. I like this. And I need to create a lighting track. It will be MIDI track, so lights. No synth. It could be amazing to listen music you made through MIDI synth to lights. So now I need to route it to MIDI connections. Light out to QLC. And I also will use I have Korg Nanopad here for simplifying these things. And I will send this to my track. Nice. Right, it works. Now I need to find out if this also works. No. Great. Isn't it boring when it don't work? MIDI input port. No. Nice. Hey, I don't really know how this works. I don't remember it. But it's always lottery because QLC works in a strange way. It's not the jack application. It has MIDI input from jack, so it works strange. I think it should be this port thing, so I will use it like this. I will check it like input. No. Okay, I will use the port. It's from jack, I think. Так. I will try it again. Yeah, it works. Nice. So I cannot explain what I did because I don't know. But it works. Okay, I will try to explain it. It created a MIDI port from jack it's made just in the air. I don't know when it shows up. It just sometimes shows up and you need to check it and it will start working. Okay, but I am working it. I will use this first button and there is function. So I will set that this function will start blue scene.
And the button is called red.
Good point. Thank you.
shows. Who cares?
There is few modes that it can take. One is toggle, that means you send note on, it will turn the lights. You will send note off and it will shut the lights. For this thing, I think it's better to use flash, which means when you press the button or send the note on, it will turn the lights and it will shut the lights when you send note off. So flash function. I don't know what do other things because I didn't need it. Now I start the QLC and...
Oh yeah!
Woo! Nice! So I will set the other one, like green, flash, and blue. I forgot how to detect, you are right. I will use this second button, third button.
And the
flash function. It's okay, I can forget everything in few minutes. I have memory like a fish.
Yeah! Woo!
Three buttons and it do some lights. Now, let's record just for test this in Ardour if it even works. Ha.
Press shift and space to play and record.
Yes, but it stopped working now. I don't know why. I think the problem lies elsewhere. There's a problem. So I will try to stop everything and start it again.
Let me say with a remark. He actually started his presentation with a lie already because he said he's not an entertainer and not a showman.
Nobody was compiling kernels live yet.
This is pre-compiled kernel downloaded right from the repo, yes. I sometimes lost the word.
No need to feel embarrassed. We have seen Paul Davis demo Arno 2004 in Karlsruhe and how embarrassed he was after 5 credits for 15 minutes. That was embarrassing.
So nanopad 2. I'll try this. Okay. This works. That's good. So let's try lights to QLC plus. Yeah. Now you see why it takes so long time, because you will fight the software and it don't work. Also it should work. So I think you got the point. Should I do anything other? Okay, I will try something. I will record these three lights and make something extremely simple and pretty ugly, but just for the point. Okay, where is bass? Here is bass. It's okay. Tak. I will just record the notes to know what with what I'm working. I'll change this to really small scale. It's easy to edit. So let's check this and okay, I need longer notes as a default whole beat. It will be really, really simple. I don't even listen to the music, so I'm not. I don't know for what I'm making light show. You know. You can of course use great features in this software called Ardour, like copy regions. I know it's. I want it. I just need set the note the right length for note. Stop it. I don't know why it changed. Okay. Yeah, it sometimes cut the note off. Okay, now I will copy this for the few first bars, and we have very simple pseudo light show. Nice, isn't it? It's good to make something after so long time. So I will show you some other features of QLC Plus. There is things called. Sorry. Should I end? I can do it right now. It's no problem. I don't know. Five minutes, maybe 10. The other feature of QLC is called RGB matrix. It's suited for big matrices of lights, but can be also used for just these four. So, no, I didn't want this. I need to create matrix. It's maybe here. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm doing it right. It's not RGB panel. Yes. Sorry? Of course, you can. Thank you.
My first question is the QLC project code, is it somewhere public where we can send a feature request or bug report to give it a Jack MIDI request?
It's almost in all Linux repositories. It's public open source software.
Right,
yeah. It's written by some Italian guy. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. It's a fork of the QLC without plus. Mm. I don't know that software, but it's QLC plus. It's open source. It's free. It can be downloaded. And yeah.
Okay, so there's a chance one day someone will say
maybe.
But I think it's Alza be gone and I want Jack.
I think it's not the priority of this software because
I see.
This usage is I think unusual. Nobody does it like this. Every big band have a guy that stand behind the mixing desk for lights. and click buttons and run all these scripts and things like that.
I was that guy once for a year.
Okay,
working like this right now also.
Do we have any questions? Yeah.
So I'll ask the same question that I asked Unfa earlier on, which is, what would you like to see improve in your workflow in general? What's the weakest point of this whole setup, and like, what would you like to see change to make things better?
You mean in my workflow or in this setup generally?
In your experience, your setup.
Okay, I think the weakest point of this is it is really time consuming, more than it should be, because you need to create every node. You need to create a node for every scene you want to run. You need to look what are you running to these nodes, and when you have, I don't know, maybe 12... I don't want to exactly 20. Poraď mi, vole. I can't remember. 20, what's the number? 20, yes, okay, I was right. it sometimes happened to me, I'm sorry. Okay, when you have 20 scenes, it's pretty hard to remember which is which. Because you don't have in Ardour, you don't have a scene. You just put notes, and when you put notes, it's hard to remember what's what. You know, I can tell which one is blue, which one is red, which one is green, just by looking at on this, and it's the one of the biggest problem, and maybe will be big problem when you try to create a really big show. And you will run out of the MIDI nodes. There are only 127 nodes.
Could use another MIDI channel, maybe.
Maybe you can, but you've seen how QLC works, so I'm a little afraid you cannot.
The doesn't have the MIDI name files. They show the names instead of the rectangles or something like this. Is it possible to label the notes, like kick or snare for a drum set or so?
I and don't know if this can be done for drums. It can be, of course, done for lights.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And maybe it's possible to, because there are regions in Ardour, there are scenes if you want. You can, in the top row, you can insert regions there, and maybe it would be possible or maybe easy to implement to change the description files for different markers, so that then you see the names of the lights and they change once you reach that marker.
I'm not sure if I understand you, but that, okay. The scene is represented by node in the vertical
vertical axis. Understand. Yeah,
and markers are on horizontal axis, so
yeah.
A scene
okay.
cannot be.
Maybe I got it wrong. Okay, sorry.
No problem.
So a solution would maybe be that the QLC software would export for your session a MIDI num file, but that's a feature request that yeah you have to file for the author of the software. Actually, thank you for the talk. I have two or three questions. The first question: a scene. Is it just a static setup, or can it be a changing the light over time?
There is the QLC software is pretty much powerful. There can be scenes. I wanted to show you RGB matrix, and there is also I'm not sure.
Yeah,
chasers. It's called chaser, and when I create chaser, I call it. Like this, it can contain scenes, and it has fade in and fade outs.
Okay, so there's lots of possibilities actually to in a single scene to have a motion of light.
Yes, it's a scene. It's just a scene. It's static, but you can create chasers, which is a set of scenes that can be morphing one after second, and so on.
Okay, cool.
So it can be used like this, and one of the most powerful things in this software is the RGB matrix, which can be programmed in JavaScript, and you can create every pattern you would like. I don't have a time to show you this, or I don't have a time to show everything this can what can be done, because it would need maybe 10 hours.
Okay, cool. Another question. Do I understand correctly, your workflow, it's you have the music and you are pre-recording the light show also on a MIDI track?
Yes, this is intended for a band that has songs prepared, and it can be used also along with samples. As you heard on my short demonstration from the concert, we had some electronic music in background, and this was just another MIDI track for the band. Drummer has had headphones and listening to click track and drumming with this, and lights was going on.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, I think let's wrap it up here, and let me come to the light. Okay, so thank you very much, and I'm happy that it finally worked in the end. So it's I wanted to see it myself.